Today is Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Big Brother was finally announced. All of you that were out there waiting. They're debuting on August 5th. So it's going to be, I think it's like a 2-hour live special or whatever. I don't know. But I know right now they're all of the, whoever the cast is going to be, because as we learned on TMZ yesterday, I think, well, what TMZ thinks is that they have some backups, you know, it's supposed to be possibly Tyler and, I don't know, Nicole and some of the other fan favorites probably. But they all have to get a COVID test, and then they're going to, based on the results, I guess, decide who's going to go in the house. You know, if you have COVID, you're out. Anybody that decided not to wear a mask, you know. But I don't know what they're going to do because, like, first of all, is Julie Chen going to be sequestered inside the bubble, inside the house somewhere? Are they going to, like, have a room, a Julie Chen room, where she has to live for the next 3 months? I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't want to live with Les Moonves, which is her husband, you know. I'm sorry, Julie Chen Moonves. But I'm just wondering, like, they can't be going in and out, the production staff and all that. Or is she going to zoom in from home? She'd be like, hi, I'm Julie Chen Moonves from home. I don't know. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be any different because what does she do? She just stands on that stage and they never see her. I mean, except when they're voted out, you know, but they don't see her. So maybe they'll put a little monitor on the stage and she'll be coming in via Zoom on a monitor on the stage. I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. But anyway, it'll be new shows because how many new shows are we going to have this fall? Because of COVID. Like I said, I think I said this yesterday or day before, I don't think any of my procedurals are going to come back until there's a vaccine, because how are they going to do it? All Rise tried to do an all Zoom episode and it was horrible. It was horrible. I guess if you watch news though, like some of those all 24-hour news networks, they've all figured out how to do it, because most of them, it's one host with some kind of backdrop talking to the camera, and then they bring in people over basically Zoom. And that's what it is all the time. So like if you're watching Chris Cuomo or whatever his name is, you know, it's him looking at a camera with some red, white, and blue background, you know, and then a bunch of video footage or people coming in over Skype. So a lot of them, they've just like set up green screens at their house and gotten a good microphone, and they look exactly the same. Only Ellen DeGeneres can't figure out how to do it. Anyway, so Big Brother's coming back. So yesterday, it was so busy again yesterday. Oh my God. So Mark had ordered a new desk because he's got an office now. He's never had his own office. I mean, I can't say for his whole life because we've only been together 8 years and that's not his whole life. But in this house, he has a room that's dedicated to be his office. I have a studio, he has an office, and he's really excited and he really wanted to decorate it and all that. So he spent all his time researching and looking for desks and finding one that he liked and everything. And it came in yesterday. So we had to do our normal. I recorded an episode. I didn't put it out immediately, I don't think. I don't even. Oh, I'm tired. Oh my goodness, sorry, I yawned. I don't think I put the show out immediately. I think I recorded it and edited and then did some other stuff. But anyway, then we had to do P90X, which was yoga. And I needed to cook. And I cooked, again, I cooked a pork. So I had already done a pork. And let me tell you guys, pork chops on the bone are so much better than those nasty thin pork chops that you buy that are boneless. I hate bones, but I think from now on, I'm only going to buy pork chops on a bone, because if you do them in the sous vide, the problem with bone in is it's hard to know when it's done, and the bone makes it take longer as well. So I did them in the sous vide a couple of days ago, and then I just warmed them up in the sous vide for a couple of hours, didn't have to do anything. I just threw the bags back in the sous vide and they warmed up and then I seared them. But I've been really loving, I've been trying to find things to do with carrots. And I know this is not a new thing, but I've been really having fun basically making carrot puree, mixing a little bit of garam masala, which is like an Indian spice, some ginger, some garlic. Yesterday, I even put whole cloves of garlic in it, and then a little bit of brown sugar and butter and milk, and then pureeing it up, and then I swoosh it on the bottom of the plate and put the pork on top of it. It's really good. And then I know we needed something green with it, but no. Instead, we had a potato. I bought those little tiny little baby potatoes. I cooked them in the microwave for 4 minutes, and then I smashed them. I put olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and I put them in the air fryer for about 20 minutes at 400, and they got super crispy. So we had pork, we had crispy potatoes in the air fryer, and we had carrot puree. And it was so good. Anyway, so I did that. Mark was working on his office furniture. We ate, and then I offered to go ahead and clean up the kitchen because he was still working on his office, putting together his desk. And then after that, it was late already. So we had time to watch a couple of YouTube videos and then go to bed, basically. I had to help him finish the desk and he wanted to rearrange the office. And so, I mean, it was just busy, 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 like the whole evening. It's just one thing after the other that needed to be done. And so, yeah, that was my evening. And on Twitter, now we've gotten into this switch counting thing. So apparently there's a switch census going on. So if you guys want to like call in or write in and tell me how many switches you've got, that would be so apparently Wes Stone. Let me look and see if I can find this really quick. So Nessa was saying that she has 25 or 26 switches, which I think I read yesterday on the show. Now Wes Stone has chimed in and he's saying the final census of switches here is 17. So I know Big Fatty is doing a census on his show. Maybe Geeky Gay needs to have a switch census. So if you guys can write in, you know, call in, whatever you want. Actually, it would be great if you call in and tell me how many switches you have. That would be fantastic. I feel like I need to recount. I feel like I need to do a recount and make sure every one of my switches is represented. I don't know. So that was my evening. I didn't play a whole lot of Animal Crossing yesterday. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, I know, but I think I'm getting to that point where I know I told you guys that I'm kind of a starter and not a finisher when it comes to most things. And I'm getting to that point where it's getting a little repetitive and I'm like, I really need to go and like pick my peaches and sell them. And I need to go fishing and see if I can catch some big sharks so I can get some good money for them. Oh, and Flick was around the other day, so I need to sell some bugs. And I'm just trying to come up with like ways of earning money. It's just like, and it's just all virtual bullshit. It's fun, but I mean, it's relaxing, but I read an article that was talking about how it, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, I don't remember. It was talking about how repetitive it gets. And it basically becomes a job because you're having to do tasks, but you're not really getting real monetary gain from it or anything. And then I started getting these nudges by everyone on Words with Friends. Apparently Words with Friends does it. So I guess all of you are not nudging me, but I'm a horrible Words with Friends friend because it's stressful. I enjoy it, but I look at the letters and I'm like, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not saying that I've never cheated. But this is what goes through my mind. I'm like, I'm not going to cheat. I need to figure out a word to play. And I get stressed out. I'm like, I don't know. I want the best word. I want the best word. And I get stressed out. And so then I just turn off the app. Well, I don't turn off. But I mean, I flip to some other app, Twitter or something. And then I forget about it. And like 3 days later, somebody nudges me. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot. I need to play. So then I go back and I'm like, oh, but I want the, I don't see a good word. I don't see a good word. And I'm like stressing out about it. And then it's just a cycle. So sometimes I'm like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to play some really simple word. I'm going to get no points. Kathy Bacon's going to beat me by like 200 points. because apparently I suck. So I also played a couple of rounds of Words with Friends yesterday. Kathy Bacon shamed me on Twitter. And I do enjoy playing games, but there's something about it, like, I feel like I need to do, like, play a really good word. And so I keep procrastinating, thinking, I know a good word's going to come to me eventually. 5 days later, still no good word. So, yeah, I just worked today. And I did, over the past couple of days, I reassembled my studio. When the electrician was here on Monday, I had to remove everything. And for those of you who've seen the video, I took this little protruded area of my studio is in a bonus room upstairs. And so the area that I record in is kind of a pushed out area. It's like I can't remember the word for it, but it's like when you have a window that's like pushed out from the roof. And there's a word for it. It's not vestibule. It's like, it's not alcove. I know there's a word for it. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But there's a whole other part of the room that's like very big. But I thought, oh, I want to be kind of boxed in and have all this soundproofing around me. And also I can make a good video angle if I ever do YouTube videos again. And so when I put it back together, I decided I was going to push it out by another like foot. So I gave myself a little bit of extra room. And I'm also looking at buying like a countertop from IKEA and using it as one of my desks in here. So apparently we're never going to get landscaping, so I can just spend my money on whatever I want. And I need to call the landscaper actually and see, because he said 3 weeks for the design and I haven't heard anything from him. So I'm going to email him or call him or something. If he doesn't respond, screw him. I'm going to find somebody else. But yeah, so tonight, just same old, same old. I got to figure out what I'm going to cook. I have no idea. And we're going to do P90X, and we're going to go throw away a bunch of grass clippings that smell like farts. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.